Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and happy Groundhog's Day. So how in the world did this tradition ever get started? Well, here's what I found online. German-speaking settlers brought the tradition to Pennsylvania in the 18th and 19th centuries. In Germany, the lore originally involved a badger, or sometimes a hedgehog or bear, rather than a groundhog. Well, lacking badgers, German immigrants in Pennsylvania adapted the tradition to utilize the groundhog, a common hibernating animal in that region. Which leaves me wondering if German immigrants here in Wisconsin still relied on a badger for the forecast. Well, the first official Groundhog Day celebration was held in 1887 at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. A local newspaper editor, part of a hunting club, championed the event, which was likely inspired by earlier, less formal, regional superstitions noted as early as 1840. Well, today the inner circle in top hats translates the prediction of Punxsutawney Phil. While a popular cultural tradition, studies show no consistent correlation between the shadow and the actual arrival of spring. One of my favorite movies is Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray, where he wakes up and each day it's the same day again. Well, unlike the movie, our days are going by and we now have just 3 days left in which to register for this year's Branson bus trip. As of last Friday, we still had 12 open seats. The dates for the trip are March 1st through the 9th. For complete information, visit our website, wrvm.org, and click on Bus Tours at the top of the page, or give us a call at 920-842-2900. We'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Calling that phone number is also how you register for the trip. And just a word of advice, we are also taking reservations now for the Wisconsin Dells trip. That's scheduled for May 7th through the 9th, and that bus is about half full already. Well, letter month is less than 4 weeks away. I look forward to hearing your feedback regarding our programming and ministry. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. And you can visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.